Where's Barney Fife when you need him? Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute of Principles and Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaelis.
I don't think one bullet would be enough in this case from what I'm reading.
Well, actually, one bullet, Charles, would be much more than what was provided in this particular circumstance by law enforcement. And ladies and gentlemen, oftentimes we get on here, we're somewhat critical of law enforcement's overzealousness to prosecute crimes. Now we're talking from the other side of the coin where you see a situation where law enforcement kind of yawns and looks the other way, and it is just as absolutely atrocious as overzealous. Chuck, what we're talking about is a situation that happened in Dearborn, Michigan. Now, since you are a Michigan native originally, no booze, ladies and gentlemen, he rooted for the other Michigan team.
That's right.
You know a little bit about what the situation in Dearborn, Michigan. Can you explain that to our listeners so that they get a full understanding of what we're talking about?
Dearborn, Michigan is a Detroit suburb. It has the highest Muslim population per capita in the United States. It is a heavily Muslim area, even heavier than Toledo, which I think is number two. Although Monroe, Michigan also has a lot of Muslims. And what has basically happened there is that, to be quite honest, Sharia law has sort of taken over in Dearborn, Michigan, as nearly as can be done under the United States Constitution and under the Michigan Constitution. So what is happening is that every year there's a thing called the Arab International Festival, and a lot of Christians show up to proselytize. You know, obviously, it's an opportunity. It's not a confrontation kind of deal where you go in to make trouble. It's a deal where you try to go in and have a reasonable discussion with people about different forms of faith, and they go in to talk about the distinctly Christian faith with Muslims. And of course, Muslims for any number of years, really now about what, 1400 or so,
about
have
that,
been using any force necessary to stop the discussion of Christianity within their realms. And yes, Christianity went through something, a similar kind of backlash. But if you look at it from the perspective of the historical events, it really was a backlash against Islam, because Islam began force converting Christians into the Muslim community as early as the 700s, the early 700s, if not before. A lot of people don't understand that North Africa, which is now almost exclusively Muslim, there are pockets of Christianity in the form of the Coptic Church, was once entirely Christian territory. It was overwhelmingly Christian, as was most of Turkey and what we call the Middle East today, Jordan, Lebanon, all that area along the Mediterranean coast was all majority Christian and wiped out by the Muslim Crusades. So you can understand why there was a little bit of paranoia in the Christian community. And remember that the attempts by Muslims to push Islam into Europe did not end in really about the 17th century. And a lot of people don't realize that. The Christians will get blamed for the Crusades, which ended about 1300? I think the last Crusade was around the 14th century.
Right.
And so for 300 or 400 years after the end of the Christian Crusades, and about 300 or 400 years before the beginning of the Christian Crusades, were the Muslim Crusades. And a lot of people forget that the Muslims took something like 700 years to run them out of Spain.
That's right.
And the Battle of Tours in France, when they got almost to the gates of Paris in the 700s. People don't remember these things when they were at the gates of Vienna in the 16th century, at the end of the 16th century. So this is the backdrop for what's going on in Dearborn. Maybe I went a little too far into the history. But
I believe that's a good for our listeners to get a fuller understanding of what's happening.
Because basically what is happening is an extension of how the Muslims have handled anyone attempting to talk about the Christian faith, and that is use force to shut them up. And that's exactly what's been going on. And of course, the Wayne County Sheriff's Department, Wayne County is Detroit and environs, and Dearborn is inside Wayne County, did nothing while Christians were attacked. And in fact, when they attempted to use public address type systems, they were told that that was not allowed. Although the Muslims were using public address equipment. That's different. There is a definite prejudice at this point in the Dearborn area against Christians and the preaching of the gospel. And that's kind of the bottom line.
Well, it is, but this bottom line got really drawn very strongly because on Father's Day weekend, they had what was called the 2012 Arab International Festival. And what happened was is that a group of Christians, now Chuck, the more I read into this article, and ladies and gentlemen, reading from an article published on WorldNet Daily on Tuesday, the 10th of July, called Outrage Over Mob Attack in Michigan. The more I read into this, Chuck, the more I have a little concern. Now, I definitely agree that it is absolutely out of place for people to pick up chunks of concrete, stones, eggs, bottles, and other things and throw them at people because you don't appreciate what they're saying. And that's exactly what happened. A very large mob of Islamic Arabs attacked a group of Christians who were there demonstrating about Christian faith and the truth of it versus the falsehood of Islam. And they were attacked, extremely attacked. All the things that I just said about bottle throwing and throwing chunks of concrete and threatening violence, physical hand-on violence, was all there. And so were police officers from the sheriff's department who stood there, did nothing, and then when the Christians asked them to uphold the law, made threatening comments to the Christian group that they would be arrested if they didn't leave and that they had the option to leave. However, which is obviously a wild violation of your First Amendment rights, of course, because you do have the right to peaceably assemble, you have the right to freedom of speech. But the other thing that and again, this is what really concerns me, because the leader of this Christian group, as reported in this article, was a gentleman by the name of Reuben Israel, who's working with a group called the American Freedom Law Center. But Israel has a group called officialstreetpreachers.com. And so I'm wondering, first and foremost, is this a group that is local to the Dearborn area or to Michigan? Or was this a group who was out there simply trying to get attention in order to get a lawsuit?
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you see this line in here where basically WorldNet Daily later learned that the Christian crowd had been carrying a pole with a pig's head attached to the top?
No, I missed that part of it.
So, let's get this out in the open. That's not the way to preach the gospel.
No, it is not. That is absolutely true. That is not the way to proselytize Muslims. I'll tell you that.
And that's the kind of nonsense. You and I have dealt with some of this stuff in the past. There's always somebody who wants to come in and do something inflammatory. Why inflame a situation like this? Now, that doesn't mean everybody in the crowd was with that. How many times have we heard about things where we've been someplace, somebody else does something, and we get tarred with that brush? And that's basically probably what happened here. But the fact is that the police, when asked to stop the Muslims from assaulting the crowd who was simply practicing their right of free speech, said no, and if you don't leave, we'll arrest you. You have the right to leave, and if you don't leave, we will arrest you. Well, you know what that's all about. The Wayne County Sheriff's Office took a look at the size of the crowd of the Muslims and the size of the crowd of the Christians and decided they could probably handle the Christians. They couldn't handle the Muslims.
Yes.
And said, okay, this has become a numbers game. So it doesn't matter if we do a false arrest. I'm assuming that the Wayne County Sheriff's Office is a little touchy about this, because after one of these things where they confiscated a camera and refused to give it back and refused to give the tapes back, if I remember right, wasn't it the Alliance Defense Fund who sued them? It was one of the Christian groups who sued them, and they lost their shirts over this. They were told in no uncertain circumstances by the court, you can't enforce the law this way. No one-sidedness, none of this stuff of blaming the victim, because it was clear in that case. And guess what? I think it was the International Islam Festival and where that happened the first time. And as happens a lot of times, a lot of the groups that want to make trouble, a lot of Christian groups who have people who want to make trouble, will show up at these things and hook up and unfortunately tar groups. Now, I don't know the first thing about officialstreetpreachers.com. Sounds like a scary group. I'll be quite honest with you. It sounds a little scary. And I can hear you clickety-clacking there. I'm assuming you're looking it up.
I am looking it up as we speak.
But the fact is that police are doing selective enforcement, and they're doing it on the basis of, what group can we take on and what group can't we win against? And they know the Christians are easier to handle. They will not get too much physical resistance. They'll get some, but not near as much. That's a sad statement, Barry.
It is. It very much is. This is all very massively high graphics and God hates sin. You know, well, at least they're saying God hates sin and not God hates, you know.
Well, God does hate sin.
Yeah. He does. God. But basically, this looks like a clearinghouse for quite a bit of folks who just go around all over and fire off on a street corner, preach the gospel, or rebuke sinners. We've seen that before, Chuck. I'm trying to find some information here about who they are. There's a gentleman by the name of Brother Reuben. This must be Reuben Israel.
It is.
That's his organization, and he actually has a very graphically intense website here, if you go to it, and he's just all different types of things, including Islam, what he calls the Revised Ten Commandments. I'm not sure I want to click on that link.
Oh, boy, yeah.
It's just some interesting stuff. Very different, but obviously, with the report of a pig's head on a staff, I do believe that maybe a bit more incendiary than would be normal for a group of believers who were wanting to go out and witness to Arab Muslims in Dearborn, Michigan.
And it sounds like, in this case, they weren't really there to witness, not really. They were there to provoke an incident.
Yes, that's what it seems like. Now, hopefully, though, that even though whatever their purpose was there for, it's still a public street, and
right,
they still have the right to assemble as long as they're peaceable about it.
Barry, I'm with the cops on this one because there's no such thing as a right to incite riot.
There's no such thing as a right to incite riot. That's correct. So it'll be interesting to see how this case turns out, Chuck, and whether or not this is a situation that will help advance religious liberty, especially when you've got anti-Christian attacks or messaging, or if it's going to serve to further restrict our religious liberties. These type of things, especially the ones that potentially may have been pre-planned and are theatrical in their nature, I think oftentimes does more harm than good.
Yes, exactly.
But that's,
well,
what, but that's not to lump in together with this type of thing, things like peacefully witnessing in front of abortion clinics, or going to events and holding up, you know, the banner that says that God loves people, but he hates sin, that he wants people to be saved.
Who could argue with that?
Well, we would hope that nobody would, but I think in this culture, you could find a lawsuit. Probably somebody, some atheist group or a homosexual group would be offended by that.
Well, look, that's one of those cases where somebody, I've had this pulled on me, you know, you offend me. What you said offends me, and I'm like, I'm offended by your offense. Well, at that point, you're now in a battle of feelings. That whole thing about you've offended me is a way to avoid logical discourse, reasoned discourse.
Yeah.
And when you just take the approach, well, your offense offends me. Then all of a sudden, you're back to the playing field is now leveled. And what has gone on in this case really is based on a case that happened in 2009, 3 years ago at this thing. And there was, further on in the story, we'll post a link to the story so you can read this for yourself. There was a Christian pastor named George Sage at the festival in 2009. He was prohibited, this is kind of lightly put, he was prohibited from distributing information about Christianity. It was more than that. He had a camera confiscated. They confiscated his literature and wouldn't give it back. He filed a lawsuit, and at the end of it, the court basically awarded him $100,000 in damages. So you can imagine that the city of Dearborn and the Wayne County Sheriff's Office have learned their lesson on that. So really, they'd like not to deal with it. So they sort of let the crowd run a little wild because they're hoping that the Christians won't come back. Barry, you and I both know with guys that'll run around with a pig's head on the end of a pike, they're not going to go away.
No, not at all. But what that does for the witness of Jesus Christ to all those who are without hope, including Muslims, atheists,
that's right,
homosexuals, I'm not sure what it does or what good that it does to do that kind of thing.
It destroys it. Destroys it. Sort of like burning a Koran in a tub.
Yeah, similar to that. So
that kind of thing. You know, what good does that do? It doesn't do anything. Well, listen, Barry, we're out of time for today. So, unfortunately, this is one of those things where we say, please, ladies and gentlemen, think through what you're going to do. There's one thing about going to these things and being gentle as a dove. and wise as a serpent. Running around with a pig's head on a pike is not being either wise
either
or gentle.
Not
gentle.
Either. That's right.
So join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.